Martin Bester.
Just two quick things. I don't know if you saw that video that went viral yesterday about the mob fight that breaks out in Pretoria at Hartfontein. Such a huge school, such an impressive school. So it just made me sad. Weren't we there recently? Why do I keep thinking Hartfontein? We spoke about them, or
I think something
along those lines. And I just also I know a lot of people who have kids in Hartis, and always heard such amazing things. So you always just feel sad if that's the kind of thing that gets out from a school,
mm-hmm.
because that's just the age we live in. Someone fights, someone takes a video of it, yep. obviously, and then from there it goes viral. Apparently, a misunderstanding between two learners. But the teachers did break up the fight, and in the video you'll see that some of the kids are laughing, other ones are shouting, and a bit shocked. But to people who are shocked by it, we'll put it up for you. You can see for yourself, and I don't know how you feel about that kind of thing. The thing about these videos is you can see exactly who to part, who's standing around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's hectic.
Yeah.
They look. Mm. It's feastlik. But once again, let's not be hypocrites here as adults. There was fighting at school,
yep.
but there was just no Twitter.
Yes,
I'm just
and
saying.
No Facebook.
I feel for the kids. I really, honestly, I feel for you.
Mm-hmm.
Then the article, South Africa's new smoking laws. Doesn't it feel like we have this every year?
Yes, and this conversation is it going to happen, or are they talking about
it?
Just do it
already or something. So they proposed new smoking laws that are apparently now very close. They want a zero tolerance policy on indoor smoking in public areas and also a ban on outdoor smoking in public areas. And when smoking outside, you need to be at least 10 meters away from public entrances.
But isn't that already the case?
And also the removal of all signage on cigarette packages. And cigarettes may no longer be publicly displayed by retailers. So these are the 2, 4, 5 points that they're trying to push through.
Mm.
The question is, that you just basically also asked, Alma, is there are current smoking laws in place, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who's policing them? Mm-hmm. Who's currently, have you ever been in a situation where the police or someone stormed in and... Remove that smoker that keeps breaking the rules.
No.
Do you know what I'm saying?
But I find that smokers have also become a lot more considerate, because I don't smoke, so I've really seen a difference in how people who smoke behave. They don't mind standing away to the side.
Sure. We definitely hang out at different places.
Really?
The thing with me is it's disruptive. Mm. So when you're in a restaurant and people need to smoke, then they have to leave the building.
They have to leave
10 meters away. And then they miss half. They basically just ditch to eat.
Mm.
And then they get up again and go and smoke. Or, you know, at work, they sometimes for me, it's just, I just like, just rook into simplified so we can finish the conversation or finish the meal, or finish the party. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. How do you feel about these things?
Ladies and gentlemen.
I woke up
with Martin Bester.
On my favorite radio station.
Welcome to it.
Just where to find you. Jacaranda FM.